Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Yud Dalid, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. Again, today's shiur and the Masechta shiur are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. And we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the sugyas of Limudim from Peah. And the Mishnah had told us, if you remember, the five requirements for food that is subject to the Chiyuv of Peah. We mentioned also, again, the Machlokas about the Ikar of Peah, where the Rambam says anything that fits into those five categories. The Rabbeinu Tam says only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar, Mida Raisa, and everything else that are included, Mida Rabbanan, even though we had the Lashon yesterday of Al-Kol Ilanos. Al-Kol Ilanos, but we ended up with a question yesterday on the last daf. We said that Kerem is chayiv in Peret, and it's also chayiv in Peah. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yishmael, I understand, because he holds of the principle of a davar shayiv b'chliotzei, something that's in a general rule, and it goes out, lidon b'davar hachadash. So then I would say that it has to be included again, beferish, right? Ne'akar min aklal v'hariyu b'chidusho. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, now it's in a new state, therefore you have to include it again in Peah. But according to the Rabbanan that say, even if it's yotze min haklal, it's still within the klal, so therefore why would you have to say Peah? It's still in the klal, so it has a new aspect to it. You're right, it has peret, but why would that be mechayev, a new limud about the rest of the rule, if you already know that it is already chayiv in Peah. Yud Gimel Midos in general, this is one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Davar Shayiv Bechlal. Is there a machlokes about this? The Sefer HaKrisos, one of the early sources, says maybe there can't be a machlokes. There's no machlokes about the Yud Gimel Midos. Kal Vachomer Gzeir Shava. About whether you hold it, then there could be a machlokas about what the Gzeirah Shava is. But there's never a machlokas about them, whether they are useful tools, mnemonic tools or not. There seems to be a machlokas here. But if you remember the Rambam tells us in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the Hakdama, that there are five categories of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Yud Gimel Midos is number three, and of course the largest category. The Rambam there says that category number one, in his Hakdama to all Mishnah, Pirush Mishnayos, the category number one is Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that's category one. Ein machlokas ben b'shum panim. The Rambam says there's no machlokas about those. Shermi oz v'adata lo matzana machlokas nafla b'zman min azmanim. Category one, there's never a machlokas about. Dvarim hamukubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So for example, hamotzi ayin chaveiro yotzio es eino. Nobody has ever said that. It's always been money. V'lo matzana gamken machlokas mashamar akasav priyetz hadar. Ach yomar echad shehu esrog v'yomar acher shehu chavushim. O rimonim o zulaso. V'lo matzana gamken machlokas be'etz avos shehu hadas. Nobody ever argued on that. Or the katzosa es kapa, right? Cutting off her arm in Parshas Kiseite Shehu Kofer. All of these. So that is category number one of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Category number two of Torah Sheba'al Peh is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Right, and that is also similar to the Dvarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, but a little different. What's the difference between the two? The Halacha Moshe Misinai has Ein Lo Remez B'Mikra Ve'Eino Nikshar Bo Ve'Efshar Lo Hotzio B'Derech Midarkei HaSvara. Impossible to ever come to. If I would give you 100 years, would you come up with Kizayis? Would you come up with Lovewood? No, you wouldn't come up with it. The Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, you could come up with it. Yeah, most legal systems believe in money and not literally an eye for an eye. You know, an esrog is a beautiful fruit. Those are the first two categories. Category three is everything learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. Right, so that is huge. Dinin shotzio al darkei hasvara v'nafla sham machlokas. And this one has many machlokas about it. V'timsa b'chol ha-talmud sheim chokrim al tam hasvara shu gorim ha-machlokas ben ha-chokim v'omer b'may kamiflagi o my time at Rebbe Ploni o my binayu. You have to figure out what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. But that is the category number three. Rav Soloveitchik even said maybe it's Torah Sheba'al Peh, but maybe you could look at it in a certain way as Torah Shebechsav, because it expands and it's interpreting the Psukim. And maybe that's the Machlokas, the Pshat of the Machlokas in Maseches Gittin. Maseches Gittin quotes a very unusual Machlokas. The Gemara's Machlokas, what's bigger? What's more, Torah Shebechsav or Torah Sheba'al Peh? So you would say, what do you mean? Of course, you know Torah Sheba'al Peh is much bigger. But the Gemara calls a machlokas about it. Amar Belazar, Samach HaMebeis in Gittin. Torah, Rov Bichsav, Umiyat Al Peh. How could it be Rov Bichsav? So Rashi quotes, Rov HaTorah Tluya B'Medrash Sheksuva L'Medrash Bechlal Uprat V'Gzeira Shava V'Shar Midos Shatar Nidreshes Bohen. Right, it's the all of the Midos Shatar Nidreshes. Right, that's the that might be called Bichsav according to Rabbi Elazar. And Miut Alpeh, what is Alpeh? She'ein Remez Lo Merla Batorah Elo L'Moshe Namar Alpeh. That's Rashi. But Rabbi Yochanan says no, Rov Alpeh Miut Bichsav. So that machlokes could be about how do you categorize really this this group. So that's all number three. And number four and five, four are the Takanas Hanavim V'Hachachamim B'chol Dar V'Dar. And number five are the Gezeros, are the Gezeros, Takanas and Gezeros are the last categories. Okay, but either way, this is Darashai Bechlal we have here on Yud Gimel Amabez in Meseches Peah, and we spoke about Chiddush also at the end of the last year as well, Darashai Husoser Esaklal. Good. Says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Avin. So what's the answer? So again, the question is, according to Rabbanon, once it's out of the klal, but it's still in the klal, so you shouldn't need a separate limit for pay. As the Gemara says, no, you do. Amar Rabbi Avin. Ilu lo yotzei lekerem. If kerem was the only one that was yotzei and you have pay up by kerem, yos havis makshi. Then you have a good question. Like, what does it say peah here? It's extra. Achshav sheyotza kerem v'zayis, but now, as we said on yesterday's daf, right, zayis, it also says peah. So that's why you need it by kerem. Because ilu, and we mentioned yesterday why you need it by both zayis and kerem, but once you have it by zayis, I might have interpreted it to then exclude kerem. Ilu nomer zayis lo nemer kerem, hayisi omer zayis shehu pater mena peret, Zayas, which is pater from parrot, as we said, doesn't have the individual olives that fall. There's no such mitzvah. It's chayev and peah. Kerem shu chayev beparet. You pater mena peah. So you might say it's one mitzvah by each one. And therefore, because of that potential limud, so that is why I would, I need peah to appear by kerem, as well. Again, a similar language that we had on yesterday's daf, but here it means, since it says peah by zayas, that's a raya that it's not automatically part of the klal. And therefore, once kerem is a little different than the klal, so maybe you wouldn't include peah, kamash malan you do. Also, the idea of, chiddush, being different, right? The Gemara says, sometimes mamona miknasa ein lechabay lechidusho. Right? What's the ein lechabay lechidusho? And you can't learn something that's chidushu, and you can't learn from it by basar b'chalav. So again, just to be mosif, one point of what I just mentioned earlier. Normally we say kol haTorah kula inyan echad. Right? All of Torah is one unit, and therefore you can learn one from the other. Right? That's what the language of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin in the seventh parak is. And therefore, the Gemara could quote a limud from totally a different area of halacha. Or if Shachter likes to quote the Gemara in Sukkah of how do you know that the boards of the Mishkan have to be standing straight up? Ati shitim omdim. Ati shitim omdim. What does the Mishkan have to do with the dalin minim? The answer is kol haTorah kula inyan echad. The whole Torah is really related, all one mosaic. But that's the idea of chiddush. As Tosfos explained, davar asoser asaklal. So therefore, you can't learn from a chiddush context to the rest because maybe this is dafka different. Even though we say kol haTorah kula inyan echad, there are categories within that, and maybe it'll be categories that you can't learn from. So that was the Hava Mina, but that was the discussion of Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan on yesterday's daf. Okay. We continue now. Kama de Tamar Gabi Katsir Davar Shalakitaso Kaachas V'chayev Bepeya. So we just learned from Kitsircha by Peya that is only Chayev in Peya items that are Lakitaso Kaachas, that the blossoming is all one. Kazachas, it all comes at the same time. And we said yesterday from the Chazon Ish, maybe similar, not exactly the same day. Things don't happen the same day or even the same week, but within the same couple of weeks. So Kama de Tamar Gabi Katsir. So ve'emar af bepoel kach. So why don't we say the same thing by poel? What's poel? The pasuk tells us in Devarim in Parachav Gimel that the halacha is if I have a worker in my field, I have to let him partake of what he's working in. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Kisava bekerem reyacha v'katata anavim v'kelly chalositein. He doesn't take it home, but he has to be able to partake and consume from the fruits and vegetables that he is, where he is eating. The Sefer Chinuch counts this a mitzvah, tav kuf ayin vav. Shenitz tavinu, lios ha-sachir ochel b'sha'as avoda, mehadavar shayavod bo. right? The sakhir, the worker, has to be able to eat from what he's eating from. So, right, similar to the animal, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Osachsum sharbatisho. So, it's parallel that a worker has to be able to eat. Kishiyah davar ahu davar shekidulam in aretz lo nigra malachto. As long as it's something that grows from the ground, right? If somebody's working in metal or chairs, right? He's not going to say, okay, I can take some chairs. But as long as it grows from the ground and it did not have gemar malacha yet. And the daf in Shas, Basia Pezayin, that's the context where this is discussed. Shebisachir hakasav medaber. Right, it's talking about a sachir. And one has to allow them to work. The Sharshia Mitzvah, the Chinuch says, L'lamed es b'nei Yisrael li'os lehem nefesh yafeh v'ratzon tov. To be able to teach us midos, as most mitzvahs according to the Chinuch. Umitol kach tachul birchas Hashem aleihem, and through that, the birchas Hashem would be upon you. Ube'em, the more you give, the more Hashem will give you bracha. Ube'emes shahadiktuk im hapoel shalo yochal bashir amal ba'odo hu amal b'davar. V'koshik ishin osin b'gidu lekarka shahadam sameach bo b'berchas Hashem v'chulu. And he continues. So that is the mitzvah d'araisa. So suggest the Gemara here, maybe that should only apply to certain types of food. Certain types of food. Because it says, kisavo bekerem re'acha, v'kisavo bekamas re'acha v'katavta melilos. Right? So maybe he should only be able to eat by a davar shele kitaso ka'achas, which would be a big limit on this halacha. So we'll talk more about that, but let's just see the answer. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Amar Abiona Shanyihi, that's different. V'tachsiv v'katavta melilos bi'adecha. The language of the pasuk is that you shall harvest melilos. Melilos are ears, or even soft ears, which sound like something that's not going to be put away for storage. Afilu midavar she'eno lakiyam. Even if I sign that's not lakiyam, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, umelilos hainu shibalim rachim. Soft ears, shalohiv shilu kolkach, that weren't so ripe, right? Because you're eating it out in the field. So you're allowed to snack on some. So those are not able to kept in storage. So basically, it's a davar hamafurish in the Torah. We discussed this a couple of days ago. Davar hamafurish in the Torah. The Chazal can't also. It says in the Torah, ki'ilu, you could eat everything, even items that are not machanis alakiyam, and here, we can't have such a lima. The Minchas Chinuch has many fascinating discussions on this mitzvah. Tav kuf ayin vav, in the Menachas Chinuch, he discusses the Gemara tells us whether mechila could work, right? The Gemara tells us, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Poel Shahaya Osem Balabayas, Hu Vishto Ubanav Avadav. A worker that is working with a Balabayas, his whole family is working. Vihisnim Balabayas Shalo Yochalohu Vilushto Ubanav. And he makes it tonight, we're not going to partake. Maybe he really wanted the job, and if he says that he would get the job, imhem gedolim umidaitam lo yochlu sheimachlu. If they're gedolim, so they were mochel. Avaktanim ein mechilam o'elosh, and they're bnei das. But the father can't be mochel for the children; they're not bnei das, and therefore he's not allowed to be mochel on their behalf. Va'ochlim, and they could eat sheinam ochlim mishel aviyim el mishel shamayim. All right, that's a suffix in the Gemara: mishamayim or mishelo. But mishelo, who is giving the worker? Is the worker basically getting more? Higher wages, including the wages is the fruit, or it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the right. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you can't be mochel. You can't be mochel for the children. So ask the Menchas Chinuch, if it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why you can't be mochel for the children, because they're Labanei Das, so how can you be mochel even for a gadol? Isn't this considered Masna Mashagasa BaTorah? The Torah says that these fruit go to the worker. Vehine, kan aviligamki masa mashkas batora. Ach machmas mechila. Vehech mahani kan mechila sapoel. How could the Paul be mochel? Kivan she'eno zoche rak ba'achilaso. The kodem was that, before I eat it, it's not mine. And it's only mine when I eat it. But when I eat it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to me. The kodem was eino shalo. Imken avile dover shalo ba'la olam. Velomar demindin siluku imahani siluk. But dover shu ba'mina Torah. Kodem she'ish lo ksas shayachos zetzorach shkida rabba. Could you be misalik yourself from a chiyuv mina Torah that didn't come yet? So that is not so clear. But that's the Minchas Chinuch discussion about why should that be. But again, that's the Nibai in the Gemara, whether it's mishalo or Mishael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another discussion that Reb Chaim has, and the Minchas Chinuch also has this towards in Os Yud Gimel, and then we'll mention Reb Chaim, he says, Lamali Kro La'el, the Gemara excludes that if you're working in a field, but it also happens to belong to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat from there. Especially Limud, that if it's Beis HaMikdash fruit, you're not allowed to eat it. So what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? Right? The Tosfos says that you might have thought that just like Gezel is Usser, it's not Gezel you're allowed to eat from it, so too Hektish is Usser. That is where you need it. Hektish? But Hektish is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Havamina? So Rab Chaim used this to prove, Rab Chaim and Hilchos Me'ila used this to prove that the root of Isser Me'ila is an Isser Gezel. It's Gezel Hektish. Right, the Rebbe Yosef Engel has this hakira. Is it bizayon hektish? Me'ila, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash illegally. Is that a new type of disgracing hektish, or at roots it's gezel hektish? So Reb Chaim proved that the fact that the Gemara needs an exclusion, right, to say that you can't eat, the worker can't eat hektish, it must be that the Havamina is that he can't eat hektish. What do you mean? Only gezel is mutter. Yeah, this is a form of gezel. This is a form of gezel. The be'emes lo shayach lamelav klal shari surin mi gezel milvad de isur mimona lo yafinan ela de bepoa lo de huter isur gezel. This is Reb Chaim in Ches Aleph in Meila. Ki im da yidezed di itira Torah lefoel lepoel lech o bakamas chaveiro memela ein ze gezel klal. The fact that the Torah allows him to eat means it's not gezel. Mashenkin, you don't need a special din, a special pasuk to tell me that if he's a nazir and he's working with grapes, that he can't eat the grapes. Or if it's Meister Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you don't need a pasuk for that. That's mehechi teisiyei mutter apol asur. Of course the pole is asur, right? You don't need a pasuk to exclude that. Dafka me'ila, why? Because kol yisod isur me'ila hu mishim din gezel hektish. Wow. The chen muchach and also proves the me'ila shi'ura bepruta. V'tzirev is a me'ila l'zman meruba. Right? Me'ila, you could combine. You did a little me'ila yesterday, you did a me'ila tomorrow. Right? It's all combined. That shows because it's a gezel issue and it accumulates. V'achilas v'achilas chaveiro mitztarfin. Asher akol zehu mishum didin gezela bey. U'lahachi u'mitztarev b'chol gavni. Okay, me'ila ein kamila klal v'chulu. And he continues. That's an important discussion of Reb Chaim in Me'ila, connected to the Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. So that's in terms of Paul. The Gemara said Paul should be limited. No, it says Melilos. Next, the Hatamarim, the dates. So the Mishnah said, back on Daf Yud Aleph, the Kol Omer B'Peya lists off what the eight trees that are included in Peya, and on the list is Tamarim. The last one on the list is Tamarim dates. Tani, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda says, there, and this is a quote from the Tosefta, right? Rotve Tamarim, Paturim and Peya. Very moist tamarim. What are rotvi tamarim? They're very moist, but they don't blossom. They don't ripen fully like the other dates. So they're pater from peya. Why? Because the first ones don't wait for the last ones. What does that mean? It's not mechanso alikitasakachas. Some ripen early, some ripen late, and therefore it's not likitasakachas. So Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says that these tamarim are not included. Says the Gemara, Yosam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, my time is Rabbanan, right? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda sounds very logical that Rotvei Tamarim are pater from Peya. So what about the Rabbanan who argue? Which Rabbanan are arguing? If you look in the Tosefta just quotes this one opinion. The Tosefta in Tosefta Tes. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Retivus Tamara Paterimina Peya, Shein Rishon Mamtin Lachron. Right? There's no other opinion there. So what's the other opinion? So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he says, the Tan of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Tamarim, without being Mechalik, Tamarim are Chayiv and Peya. So it doesn't say anything about any types of Tamarim that are not. So that's what the Gemara is referring to. The Shita of, in our Mishnah. If you look in the Mahara Folda, he says, no. No, nothing to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just talks about regular Tainim. But what's the Diyak? The Diyak is from the Tosefta itself. It says, Reb Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, instead of saying, I'm Reb Yosi Bar Yehuda. If there's just one shita in a Tanaitic source, it would say, Tani, Am Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Then it's just saying one shita. He's not arguing. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, that Lashon usually reflects that there was a shita beforehand that he's arguing on. Right? That's what Midah Am Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, says the Mara Folda. Velo Amar Tanya, Am Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Mashma, Deplegi Rabbanan. We'll get back to that, but that's the Dix. So either way, what do the Rabbanan hold? Either it's the Mishnah or in the Tosefta. How would the Rabbanan argue? So Am Reb Zeira, Bebnei Shekulan Srichin Seor Basachas. Because even though these dates don't ripen altogether, but what do you do after that? You really want them to get the most out of these dates. They used to make these huge piles of dates and put them in the piles, and then they mush on each other, and they soften on each other, and they ripen. they ripen. And that's all done bevas achas. Even the dates that ripen later, when you finally harvest them, you put them in this big pile, along with the earlier ones. So they all ripen, they're piled up for warming together, and that is considered nilkatan ka'achas. That's considered nilkatan ka'achas. See, the Marafolda says. And why is it called seor? Seor is like, that's a lashon from sachim, that it forms cracks. So that's exactly. V'niftachin, when these dates are warmed and become moist, they form cracks also. V'tzorach lahamtin achi yukulam biyachad, says the Marafolda. V'kshiyesh lo harbe adif. So nilkatan ka'achas, that requirement is not just blossomed and harvested together, but ultimately get ready and prepared at the same time. And here, that is what is done. Also, because you're not going to partake of them until they're all ready. You had them in this pile. I think we mentioned it in our Yerushalmi Shiurim, and we've been on these Yerushalmi Shiurim for a couple of months already. But it comes up right here, right? The diak of the Marafulda from the Tosefta is that it says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer instead of Amr Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So relating to this is a thought that we like to say about Rabbi Yishmael. So either I don't remember if it was Rabbi Yaakov Emdin or Rabbi Yonasan Eibeschutz, one of them when they were going to meet their future shver. And they went between, it was from a different town, so his father, whoever the gadol was when he was a boy, his father took him to in between two towns, there was a tavern, there was a place to buy drinks, and that's where they met the in-laws, and there was no sefer there. His father-in-law says, "Nu, tell me a dvar Torah." He says, "Okay, give me a sefer." So the only sefer they had there was a sitter. So he takes a sitter, he's like, "Okay." He opens up to Rabbi Shmuel, and he asks three questions. I heard this thought from Rav Melech Schechter. So he says, number one, why does it say, relating to our Gemara, why does it say Rabbi Shmuel Omer? He's not arguing at anybody. It should be Amar Rabbi Yishmael. We're not arguing, like the diak of the Marafulda. Question number two, how could it be a Tana Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael, you know, how could we have Tana like that? Number two. Number three, included in the Yud Gimel Midos, right, we had it yesterday also, Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, right, how do you know which it is, right? Don't we say that Ein Muktam Amuchar B'Torah? So the answer is, the Gemara says in the first parak of Pesachim, that there is muktam ma'uchar, but also parsha. Right? You don't say v'dabar shemam shalei mar. There's no muktam ma'uchar. No, in the same section, in the same pasuk, in the same right. You say ain muktam ma'uchar if it's two stories. What might be before the other one? But within the same parsha, of course, is muktam ma'uchar. And that's even how exactly Chazal darshin when it says that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried their father Avraham. It says Yitzchak first. Even though Yishmael was older, the Chazal say Mikan Sha'asu Yishmael Tshuva. He did Tshuva. But what do you mean? Ein Muktam Ma'uchar B'Torah. So how could he have done? How are Chazal Medayik that he did Tshuva? The answer is there is Muktam Ma'uchar, but also Parsha, and that's how you know he did Tshuva, and that's how they could be a Rabbi Yishmael, right? Because he did Tshuva, and that's how they could be Klal Prat Prat Klal, because it's all in one Parsha. So maybe a Derech Drush Rabbi Yishmael. The fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael Omer says to us and teaches me. So it's not Rabbi Yishmael Omer, but again, Al-Derech Drush, the fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael, because you know that from Ein Muktam Ma'uchar B'Torah, there is Muktam Ma'uchar, but also Parsha, and the fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael, Omer teaches me, included in the Yigil Midos, is Klal Prat Prat Uklal, that you can have such a tool that teaches us halacha. Right? So that's related to the same type of diuk that the Marafolda had in the Tosefta here. Good. We continue. Reb Yitzchak ben Chakula, Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Traveyon Amrin, Kokos, a certain type of fruit that is similar, somewhere between a fruit and a vegetable. Rav Chaim Kidiavsky says, Min Yereku v'dome li'ilan. Right, sometimes you have items that are a little of both. The Gemara talks about Esrog. It's dome to a Yerek and an Ilan. But here is Kokos. So we change the Gersa. Ki Yerek is like a Yerek for the following halachas. Lemaisris. What's Lemaisris? So the Rosh Sirlio says, in terms of Rosh Hashanah, to the Rosh Hashanah. Fruit, the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat. But Yerakos, the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, first day of Tishrei. So this Kokos goes by the Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei. Ulishvius. Is this a vegetable? It's like a yerek for shvius. What does that mean? In terms of svichin, we know mida oraisa, anything that grows during Shemitah, has kedusha, and you can partake of it. Wonderful. But it says sviach kitzircha lo siksar. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Akiva says that's a din daraisa, but we pass in this is a drabanan. Svichin, things that grow by itself during Shemitah are going to be usher to eat. What do you mean things that grow by itself? not an apple tree. An apple tree, you plant once and it grows the next 20 years. But items that you have to plant every year, like potatoes, like other vegetables, Chazal made an Isser Durabanan that if they grow during Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat them because people would say, oh, it grew by itself, but really they planted it during Shemitah. So Chazal made a blanket Isser, you can't eat Svichen. So how do you eat Svichen? How do you have any vegetables during Shemitah? So A, if it started growing before Shemitah, then it is okay. There are pictures of the Chazon Ish, right? Any tiny little bit that it grew. There are pictures of the Chazon Ish that he would go out on Tzom Gedalia, which is the third day of the year, and he would go to the field and like bend down on the ground and look to see if he sees any blossoming from anywhere on this field. If he saw any blossoms, he would matter the whole field. He said, that's already considered. Okay, the whole thing is an Xer is an Issa Drabanan, and we want to be Makel if we can. So if he saw any blossoming anywhere over the whole field, he matered the whole field. That's one way. Another way to do it is if it's owned by a guy. It's owned by a guy, we assume there's no Svichen in a land that's owned by a guy. That's part of the Heter Mechira Kula, that there would be no Issa of Svichen if you rely on the Heter Mechira. And there are others. But here, the Gemara is saying Kolkis would be included in the Isser Durabanan of Svichen. Ule Peah, and for Peah, right, for Yurakos. It would not be Chayiv in Peah, because it's like a vegetable, and it would not be Chayiv in Peah. That's how most Mefarshim understand this line. Bikurim, we take out this Gersa, because of course it's not Bikurim. It's not one of the Shivas Aminim. Only the Shivas Aminim is Chayiv, so some change this to Kilayim. Kilayim, maybe it's like a vegetable for Kilayim, while Yurakos, we mentioned in Kilayakarim and Zerayim. Ule Nedarim Sricha, but for Nedarim, Sarachian. Why Tzarachian? Because Nedarim, as we know, go by Lashon B'nei Adam. So, some people call this an Elon, some people call this a Yerek, so that's Tzarachian, it would be considered. Fine. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah is about Meruach. Meruach is in the field. After I gather the Tvua, and I thresh it, and I winnow it, and I make it into a nice neat pile, and I smooth it out, that Meruach stage is key in Halacha for many different applications. That's what this mission is about. La olam hu nosi mishum peya. What does that mean? The mitzvah peya, as we know, is supposed to be minakama. But the Tosefta tells, the Brisa tells us, quoted in Baba Kama also, that even if I didn't take from the peya, I have to take from the bundles. And if I didn't take from the bundles, I have to take even after I ground it up. So la olam nosi mishum peya. I always have to give peya, even if I'm doing it later than I'm supposed to. Upata mina maestris. And whenever I give peya, it's pata for maestris. Ad sheyimareach. If I already did meruach on my field, and now I have to give peyam, but there's already chiyuv trumas and maestros that kick in by meruach. And therefore, I have to take off trumas and maestros before I give it to the ani. Because if I give it to the ani, then the ani's going to lose. He's going to have to take some of it to give trumas and maestros. And also, I have to give 1/60th from the original, not what's left after the trumas and maestros. But that's halacha. Achi meruach, once it's meruach, so then I have to take off Chumas and Maestros before I give it to the Ani. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting suffix he brings in. What about Breira? Why don't we say Breira here, that once you take off the Peah, it's Chuvrar Hadavar Lamafreya, that this was originally the Peah. He says you can't do that because it's not going to be what's left at the ends. Maybe the part that you're giving was from what was in the middle, and then it'll only potter the Peah, the earlier part of the field, but not the later. So it's complicated to apply Breira here, but that's for Shlomo Zalman's discussion. The next line is put later. We're going to skip the next line because it really comes up later in the Girsa. U'ma'achil l'behema v'alachayav l'ofos. The Halachi is before Meruach, technically, a person is allowed to eat from his field, because there's no chi of Chumas and Maestros yet. Chazal asered achilas keva. You can't have a whole sit-down meal. You could snack, achilas arai, but you cannot have achilas keva. Says the Mishnah, any animal consumption is called arai. And therefore, you can give it to your animals before Meruach. Once there's Meruach, so then you're not allowed to eat even achilas arai. So therefore, you can't give it to your animals until you take off Chumas and Maestros. Now we put in the line that was mentioned before, Vinota Menagoren, Vizorea, Upata Menamaestros. If I have seeds that grew, and I didn't take off Chumas and Maestros from Tfua that grew, so I'm allowed to replant that. I'm allowed to replant it without taking off Chumas and Maestros, unless Meruach is done. Once Meruach is done, so there's a chi of Chumas and Maestros in this, really? So at least Midrabanan. We'll see in the Gemara, at least Midrabanan, I have to take off Chumas and Maestros before I replant it. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. The Rasilio say the Rabbanan are cholek, and you can't even plant before Meruach. Even before Meruach, you can't replant it. It's not like Hefker. Hefker is Lo Shriach. We'll have to see this in the Gemara. Continuing, Kohen Velevi, Shalachu Asagorim. Let's say the Kohen Velevi buy Tua early, before Meruach. So Amaisr Shalahen, they're allowed to keep the Trumas and Maisrus ad Sheyi Marchu. After Meruach, the halach is that a Kohen and Levi, Midr Abanan, have to be Mafer, should give it to a different Kohen and Levi. But if it's before Meruach, so then they are allowed to keep it themselves. Again, we'll see the Gemara is going to relate to this. Hamakdish Upodeh. What if somebody is being Podeh, getting a Tvua, buying, redeeming Tvua from the Hekdish? So Chai B'Masos HaShemeach HaGizbar. Depends when Meruach was done. If the Gizbar did Meruach, so then it's Potter from Isris, because that's the key moment. But if I bought it beforehand, and Meruach is done in my Rishus, then I would be chayef. Again, there's a lot more here. By each of these, there's a discussion whether if somebody is mafki or something, also there's no chayef of Trumas and Maestros unless Meruach was done. If Meruach was done, so then it gets a little trickier. Again, we'll see all of this Be'ez Hashem in the Gemara. One more line. L'olam u'nosim v'chulo. Rabbi Yossi bar Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Yevo Rabbi Nechemya bar Mar Ukvan u'matibah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hifrish bikurim mikrim memurach. Let's say I did Meruach. I'm supposed to take off bikurim right away, right when it grows. But I didn't. If I take off bikurim after Meruach is already done, Pater mitruma gadola, I don't have to give truma from that bikurim. Right? Vim lo hifrish, says the Pnei Moshe, I wasn't mafrish min ha-mechuber, yafrish osam min ha-talush, and the chiddush here is, salka da'da chamina, that meruach is machayev, trumas and maestras, even from the bikurim that you brought. No, kamash balan, that's the chiddush. Right? It's pater mitruma gadola, and we'll have to see why, and the Gemara will ask about it, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Okay? We will have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue next time with Pei HaTesvav.